F-H-E, poster story, our Savior and Redeemer. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John chapter 11, verse 25. Knowing that the end of his life was near, Jesus Christ led his apostles to the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. He told them, "Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder." Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. Then, after he left them and kneeled to pray, he suffered great pain for our sins. The pain was so great that he pleaded, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Luke chapter 22, verses 42 through 44. Later that night, one of the Savior's apostles, Judas, betrayed him by leading a group of his enemies to him. Jesus was arrested, unfairly tried, and nailed to a cross. See John chapter 18, verses 3 through 5, and chapter 19, verses 1 through 18. After hanging on the cross for 6 hours and enduring intense pain, the Savior said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Then he bowed his head and died. Jesus Christ's body was taken to a borrowed tomb, where it was wrapped in white linens and tenderly laid inside. A large stone was rolled in front of the entrance, and soldiers were ordered to stand guard. For 2 days his body lay in the tomb, and the soldiers kept watch. See Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 66. Then before the morning sun of the third day, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. And for fear of him, the keepers, guards, did shake and became as dead men. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. When Mary Magdalene and Mary came to visit the tomb that morning, the angel said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen." Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. The Savior was not there because he had been resurrected, and he was about his Father's business. Heavenly Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to earth to save us from our sins. If we repent of what we have done wrong, we will be forgiven because of the atoning sacrifice of the Savior. And like the Savior, we will all be resurrected someday. On the facing page of this article are some wonderful pictures drawn for you to color. These are flannel board figures. First, there's a picture of Jesus Christ kneeling in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then there's a picture of Jesus Christ nailed to the cross. Then, a picture of two women, Mary Magdalene and Mary. And finally, a picture of the entrance to the tomb with a big round stone moved away from the opening. Here are the instructions, and you may need some help on this. Color the flannel board figures and mount them on heavy paper. Cut them out and use them to retell the story of our Savior and Redeemer. End of Poster Story, Our Savior and Redeemer.